You don't want to look at this.
Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay. We're ready to start our next segment, which is on JSR 370, the Java API for RESTful Web Services 2.1 specification. And I have the spec lead here with me, one of the spec leads, Marek Potochar.
Hi.
Hi, Marek. Thanks for joining me today. And I was wondering if you could tell the Adopt a JSR leaders a little bit about your project and some of the goals that you have as we're kicking this off.
Yeah, so essentially, JSR specification has matured over last few years, and with JSR 2.0, I guess the most of the basic problems have been solved already. And what we are trying to do right now is essentially to focus on three main areas. One is focusing on power users and coming up with features that would allow people to write more performant code. Then another area is the better alignment with Java U platform as such, where we still see some deficiencies there. And also we would like to focus on bringing in some features that we feel are just plain missing from the JSR. So for maybe the first area where we are trying to improve the performance, we would like to add support for non-blocking I/O. Essentially, it will be most likely based on what has been done in Servlet 3.2 or 3.1. Yes, 3.1 it was done there. And this is going to be a little bit challenging because there is a whole processing pipeline in JSR that needs to be retrofitted to that. Also, other performance-related feature we want to introduce is the reactive programming support on the client side, so that it kind of improves the asynchronous story that we have there. From the integration, from the other area where we focus on better integration with Java E platform, we certainly need to work on a better alignment with CDI, which historically has been problematic because JSR 1.0 has been released with its own version, with its own support for dependency injection, and then later CDI standardized something which wasn't really aligned well with what JSR came up with earlier. So we are hopeful about CDI 2.0 that it will provide us enough facilities to fix the problems that we see. Also, one big area that is missing is security support or well-defined security support for RESTful web services, which is also not there. And obviously, if you want to do an enterprise software, you need a good security support for your technology. So that's another big area. And I guess that's more or less it for the Java alignment. From the features that are just missing from the JSR and we want to add it, I would probably point out the server sent event support, which is something that fits. I think we already know how it needs to be done. We've already done it in Jersey, and this support seems to fit very nicely into JSR's programming model, so that's something we want to standardize and release together with the next version of JSR. So it's quite a lot of stuff that we want to focus on.
Yes, that is quite a list. So the JSR was just approved unanimously by the JCP Executive Committee at the end of September 2014. And what are the next steps for you as a spec lead?
Okay, so we are still struggling with resources at this point, but what we are trying to do is that we will form the expert group hopefully by the end of November. So we already tweeted and sent some emails asking people to join the expert group. We already have some nominations, so Santiago and me need to go through the list of nomination, review them, and kind of come up with the list of names you want to see on the expert group. So that will take some time, and after that we'll probably kick off the expert group officially by creating a new expert mailing list for the JSR and essentially start working.
Okay, sounds good. So now is also a time for the adopted JSR members and Java user group leaders to get involved, and JAX-RF was popular with the Java EE7 release, JSR 339. That was one of the JSRs that most user groups who are participating in the Adopt a JSR effort indicated some interest in participating and contributing to the spec. So as we look at JAX-RF 2.1, what are some things that Adopt a JSR members can do now to help at this early phase of the development in the JSR?
Yeah, so I guess right now we already have a lot of issues that we collected in our JSR Jira on java.net. So obviously anyone who wants to participate can just go there, have a look at the issues and vote for the issues that he or she finds interesting and critical for, you know, for the success of the next JSR. So that's obviously the most straightforward thing you can do. The user's mailing list has been open, and we are going to reuse it, so also people can already start writing us their comments to the user's mailing list. And if they want to participate more formally, I guess what would really help us if it would be good if they started to file some use cases that they see important for the next JAX-RF specification to support. And that would be best to do by just opening new Jira issues, maybe of story type, and just introduce or provide a summary of the use case in that issue, and we will take it from there.
Okay, sounds good. So you can go to the JSR 370 page on jcp.org, and there's a link there to the public issue tracker, and you can go to that and create a new issue and file use cases there in the issue and use the adopt a JSR tag, so that will make it easier for us to track the contributions in the future.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate your time talking with me today, Merrick.
You're welcome.
And we'll check in with you again later as we get further along in the life cycle and see what other ways people can help and contribute to JAX-RF.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to any contribution.
Thank you.